Now he says in verse 28, "Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men and blasphemies, whithersoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he hath an unclean spirit." Now that was the unpardonable sin then. It could not be committed today that way. To begin with, you have him, the second person of the Godhead, who's present. And they accuse him of doing this by Beelzebub. He was doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that what they were doing, they were rejecting two persons of the Godhead, the testimony of the Son, the testimony of the Holy Spirit. Now, you couldn't have that today because he's not here in person. I say it's impossible to commit an unpardonable sin today if you mean an act whereby if you committed it today, that if tomorrow you came under conviction and you came to God, he would forgive you. You see, Christ died for all sin, not some sin, and he didn't die for all sin but one, the unpardonable one. There's no such thing as being able to commit an act today that he'll not forgive you for. Now he goes on here, and he says in verse 31, "There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother and my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, Behold my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." And you see his half-brothers, James and Jude, both of them wrote epistles. They never mention that Jesus was their half-brother. You see, if you are in Christ, and you're saved today, you're closer to him than his physical mother and physical brothers in that day. And that's the reason he could look around and say, these are closer of kin to me than even my mother and my brothers. And the important thing is to be rightly related to God in Christ and having received him as Savior, then we have the right to become the sons of God. And that's bringing you mighty close to him, my friend.